FedRAMP has been in the works for about 2 years as an effort to help solve a fundamental problem in the federal government. It takes a lot of time and a lot of work to certify that a commercial computing product meets federal security standards. Dave McClure is an associate administrator in the General Services Administration, one of the three agencies tasked to oversee the FedRAMP process.
For many, many years, we've been approaching computer security in the federal government agency by agency by agency. It's resulted in a very fragmented and very inefficient approach, one in which the ability to share and work across agency boundaries has been stifled a bit. FedRAMP is our first attempt to really dig into that.
McClure speaking at a meeting of the Association for Federal Information Resource Management. And one of the key components of FedRAMP is the concept of third-party accreditation organizations. Their job will be to independently assess a commercial cloud offering to determine whether it meets the security controls outlined in the FedRAMP program. McClure says GSA and the National Institute of Standards and Technology plan to name the first batch of approved accreditors next month, giving birth to the government's newest acronym, 3PAOs.
Very rigid process, using ISO standards, a lot of capability demonstration, a very, very rigid process that we're using for the third-party assessment. Problem we're solving with that, hopefully, is an independent and consistent uniform application of the baseline set of controls. Another plaguing problem in our security world is even if we agreed on what the controls are, we often see a great deal of variability in how they are actually reviewed and implemented and studied by the assessment organizations used in government now.
GSA has set out a list of strict conflict of interest standards to make sure companies who want to be third-party accreditors aren't also involved in developing or delivering cloud computing services. But the 3PAOs don't have the final say on whether a commercial cloud product can be used in an agency. Once the independent bodies give their blessing to a cloud offering, it'll be reviewed by a government body called the Joint Authorization Board, made up of the chief information officers from the Defense Department, the Homeland Security Department, and the GSA. That JAB will then decide whether or not to issue a provisional approval to operate a cloud system in a federal agency. Even that's not the final word, though. Agency heads and CIOs will still have the legal responsibility to make sure the systems they decide to use are properly secured, and they'll be able to add security controls of their own. But David DeVries, a deputy CIO in the Defense Department, says FedRAMP will have done most of the legwork for them.
For a system, if I'm going to do something from the DoD, and GSA has already gone through a similar package, my final ATO that I as an agency, DAA, will sign off on is about 6 inches deep. And that I have that for every system or for everything that's going into a cloud. I have that 6 inches. That's a lot of trucks coming up to the Pentagon, dropping those things off that get reviewed and read. But who compiled that thing was about two-thirds of that is going to come from a common standard here that's going to be replicated across it. I don't have to pay somebody to reproduce that thing. That's what I'm reducing, the amount of time it took to do 4 inches out of that 6 inches there. It's all critical stuff to document, to ensure the safeguards and so forth. But I no longer have to do that for every single thing out there.
While FedRAMP should theoretically make it a lot easier for vendors to get their cloud products certified for federal use, not every vendor can expect to have their products go through FedRAMP. For one thing, the board that has to handle all those provisional approvals is made up of just three people who already have busy day jobs. Richard Spires is one of those people, the CIO at Homeland Security. He says, nonetheless, all cloud providers who work with federal agencies should start making sure they meet FedRAMP's baseline standards anyway.
We don't know exactly what the demand curve is going to be, but we expect it to be pretty high for cloud service providers to get these provisional authorizations. We're going to have to set up and already have in place really an approach for how we're going to prioritize, which is that government-wide capabilities, right? Things that are already awarded, like the GSA Infrastructure as a Service Vehicle, those cloud service providers, they're going to be pretty much going to the head of the line, at least early on. But that does not mean that you can't work and partner with your agency, if your cloud service provider, to move along and get it done anyway. And then when you are and can get that provisional authorization, okay, you're already essentially done. We don't want to be the bottleneck in the process, right? But I'm really hoping that there's going to be a groundswell of support and moving out on this kind of across the whole federal government environment for IT And I would really urge cloud service providers to support your agencies in doing that.
Spire says the FedRAMP program office plans to release detailed guidance within the next few months designed to help cloud service providers tailor their products to federal government security requirements, like continuous monitoring. McClure says sharing information about federal agency security needs is a foundational part of FedRAMP. Most of that information won't be shared publicly, but it'll be a big change from not sharing it at all.
We are going to be creating a secure repository where all of this information is housed and can be shared inside of government and to a yet-to-be-determined degree with CSPs. Highly secure. One of the issues that plagues us in government is that we all do stuff and we never see what each other do. So for this program to be successful, not only will we require a standard process to be used, CISOs across the government will have access to the actual security assessment reports and be able to look at them, interact with the PMO, interact with the CSP, streamline this as much as we can so that we can indeed leverage.
McClure says the leaders behind FedRAMP are trying to take a slow rolling start and make sure they get the process right so that agency IT security officers can have confidence in it. Officials didn't give a projected date as to when the first cloud products might be given FedRAMP approval.
There will be hiccups, too. We all know that. We know that throughout government, security officers will have varying interpretations of what controls are acceptable and what additional controls must be used and whether you could actually leverage a total package or not. So we know that all of this is going to be something where we have to demonstrate the foundational element of solid evaluation, high degree of trust, and the ability to leverage. That's really foundational here. And we are going to have to show the value proposition.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.